wanderers over the face of the earth, the little gypsy carnival that followed the sawdust trail through the sticks, peopled with the cast-offs of the big top, the has-beens and the never-will-bes, living on the crusts of life, but always existing, bravely existing. To the farmer and the small-town dweller, their tawdry spangles glitter more beautifully than the dazzling glory of a Ziegfeld premiere to the cosmopolite. To the outlanders, the discords of their five-piece brass band are as lovely as the greatest symphony, and perhaps they are. Art is only as great as the emotion that arouses. Our story concerns the lives of two performers in such a gypsy carnival. Allura, who doubles her gypsy fortune-telling act with an Egyptian snake dance, and the human cannonball, the daring young man who is shot out of a cannon. We find them bumping along a rutted country road toward the next Centerville.
Gee-haw, Manowar! Get up there, Midnight! Get up there! As I was saying, Allura, there's romance in the show business. Plenty of it.
Oh, yes, Cannonball. When the band's playing and the carbides are shining and the tent's warm with people laughing and applauding, there's romance in it. Times like this I don't like.
Well, shucks, you can't expect it to be fun all the time. And say now, suppose you was with Ringling or one of them big shows. You'd be riding in a Pullman and missing all this scenery.
Yeah, and the rain that's going to start any minute. We'll be soaked.
You could crawl back under the canvas.
No, thanks. Since the Seal Act moved out, you can't breathe in there. Gee, I never thought I'd end up this way when I was going to dancing school. I thought I had a through ticket to Broadway.
Makes it nice, though, doubling your fortune-telling act with a genuine Egyptian snake dance. You know, Allura, I ain't so hot about the sheep-headed girl anymore.
No?
Nah. She ain't got the respect for my art she ought to have. Professional jealousy, I guess. Now, you, Allura, you appreciate me.
I think you're awful brave, Cannonball. Shooting yourself out of a cannon like you do. Must take a lot of nerve.
It does a terrible lot. I get to thinking sometimes about if I should aim wrong someday and land in the lion cage instead of the net. That'd be pretty hard on me, Allura. Get up there, man of war.
There's no doubt of it, Cannonball. I thought about it. There was that time you landed on Fatima, the fat girl.
Yeah, she ain't liked me since. She's too stuck up for a freak. They're usually pretty good folks.
Of course, she had an equestrian act before she got so fat. Said she was born on a horse.
I bet it was a swayback.
You don't like her either?
Nah. Allura, I got an ambition to own a show of my own someday. All I need's a little capital. I got a dog and pony act lined up and a couple of tight wire artists. A clown or two which can double in brass. My human cannonball act and yours.
My act?
Yeah. Quit at Midnight. Fool horse. Got a case on Man of War. You got a good act and you ain't temperamental like a lot of artists.
Gee, thanks for the offer, Cannonball, but I'm not going out next season.
Not going out? What you gonna do, sling hash?
Maybe. There's worse things. But I don't think I'll have to.
But why? In the show business, you're somebody. A artiste. In a hash house, you'd be just plain...
Millie. Millie Schwenninger. I'd like to be that again, Cannonball.
You would, huh? It don't sound so hot as a name. I like Allura better.
Maybe I'll change it. The Schwenninger part of it.
Get hooked, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I was meaning to ask you to marry me when I got around to it. Thinking of anybody in particular?
Uh-huh. Man named Moore.
One of the six flying Moores?
No. He's not in the profession. He's a farmer. Has a farm right outside this town we're coming to now, Centerville.
My gosh, Allura. You marrying a farmer?
Yeah. He asked me 5 years ago when we last played here. Oh, it'll be wonderful to stay in one place for years and years and years. The same house, the same friends, same man. And sit in front of a fire and listen to rain on a shingle roof.
Giddy up, man of war. You're slowing molasses. Kind of monotonous, I should say. Does he know you're coming to town?
Yeah. I wrote him a week ago when we were routed here. He said he'd be waiting at the fairgrounds for me. He said he'd wait when he asked me to marry him 5 years ago.
Patient, cuss.
Farmers take care of their women.
Yeah, but they don't have much fun. At least those I've seen don't.
Well, maybe not, but they have security and warmth and plenty to eat. And they stay in one spot. That means more to me than anything else, just living a peaceful, placid existence in one spot. I'm sick of gypsy wagons and sleeping with a monkey act so they won't catch cold.
So you marry a farmer. Well, everybody to their taste. Giddy up there. Get along. We're almost to the fairgrounds.
I wonder if he'll be there tonight or wait till tomorrow when the show opens.
Most likely tonight to get a pass for tomorrow.
No, to see me. I'm sure he'll be there tonight. He said he was counting the minutes till I got here.
Not much doing on the farm, huh?
No. I mean, of course there is. It's just he can hardly wait for me to get there.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the fairgrounds. You'll soon see if he counted the minutes right.
Oh, he'll be there. I know he will.
Yep, I'm afraid he will.
Oh, there he is now. Over there. Let me down, Cannonball. Let me down.
Whoa, Midnight. Man of war. Whoa, you fools. Wait a minute, Allura. I'll help you.
See you later, Cannonball. There's Dan over there. Dan Moore. See you in the morning at the fairgrounds.
Well, I'll be darned. Women ain't got no sense, man of war. Give Midnight a kick and let's get going.
Dan Moore, here I am.
Gee, Allura, is it really you, is it?
Did you think I was never coming, Dan?
Well, almost. 5 years is a long time. Gosh, it's good to see you now you're here. You're even more beautiful than I remembered you.
Oh, do you think so, Dan, really? You, my, how big and strong. You make me feel like one of the midgets.
Now, let's go someplace where we can talk, Allura.
Right.
I've got a lot to say, and it looks like it might rain any minute.
All right, how about that restaurant over there? I'm practically starved.
Fine. Golly, I'm as tickled as a kid at Christmas time you're here. I've been dreaming of this for 5 years.
Me too, Dan. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. You and I are alone with each other.
Just the two of us.
I've wanted everything you are, everything you mean, so long I can hardly realize it's true.
It is, though. Just as sure as tomorrow rolls around. We'll get married first thing in the morning.
Oh, not in the morning, Dan. I couldn't. I'll have to stay with the show tomorrow. I promised Albertini I would.
Well, you mean we'll have to wait another day to
get... No, we can get married at 6 o'clock. I have an hour off for dinner then. And after that, I'll play my last show with Albertini's Astounding Aggregation.
Great. No, here's the restaurant.
Says booth for ladies. Let's sit in one. It isn't every day I get to eat in a restaurant. And if you ever tried the meals in our cook tent...
I'll bet. But from now on, we'll see you'll get the right kind of meals, and lots of them. Oh, here's an empty booth.
Oh, lovely, with curtains and everything.
What are you going to have?
I think I'll have the dinner. The 50-cent one with celery soup. What are you going to eat?
I'm going to feast my eyes on you. If I was starving, I wouldn't be able to eat tonight. Oh. Too full of thoughts and plans.
Tell me some of them.
Well... tomorrow, I'm going to have the moving company come out and get all your things. Scenery, signs, trunks, everything.
A moving company? Well, won't that be terrible expensive? We could just get a truck and load them on ourselves.
Nope. When I do things, I do them right. The moving company will do it just as cheap and won't damage anything. Everything will get out to the farm just the way it was loaded.
Well, I guess you know best.
You bet I do. I picked you, didn't I? And when you leave the show tomorrow, I want it to be all at once. No going back for something you've forgotten. You're going to be all mine from tomorrow night on.
Here you are, popcorn, lemonade, peanuts, popcorn, and candy, all a nickel, 5 cents. A 20th part of a dollar. Peanuts, popcorn, lemonade, candy.
Step up, take a chance. You really guess which of the three shells little P is hidden under. That's all. Guess which shell little P is hidden under, folks, and take your money away. Nothing yet begin at all. If you guess right, I pray. Step right up.
Allura, the favorite dancer of the Sultan. Allura, who escaped the horrors of a Turkish harem. You'll see her, folks, in the secret dances of ancient Egypt. Every muscle, every fiber in this little lady's anatomy quivers and shakes like a ball of jelly on a frosty morning, gentlemen. She makes the blind to see and the cripples to throw their crutches away. Ah, and here she is, Allura, in person.
Cannonball, can you hold him a few minutes? Dan wants to speak to me. Something important, I think.
I can hold him for a month, baby. Go ahead.
Allura, ladies and gentlemen, is now retiring for a few moments' repose. A necessary rest before presenting for your edification the marvels of a dance that has thrilled emperors and kings. Get your...
Allura, you haven't given me a chance to see you once since we were married.
Oh, but, Dan, that was only 2 hours ago.
I know, but we were so rushed I didn't have a chance to say anything, but I do.
Wasn't that enough? That is to start with. Most people think it's plenty.
No, but there are things I got to talk over with you. The moving company will be here in a few minutes to get your things, and I don't know what's yours or where it is.
Well, everything in my tent goes, including the tent. They can take the scenery and props as soon as this show's over.
Great. They can start while you're doing your number.
All right. Well, I'll see you after the show.
Oh, wait. Allura, I got a surprise for you.
A surprise for me? What, Dan? Something wonderful, I know. Tell me what it is.
Well, you see, Allura, just after you left 5 years ago, the brindle cow had a two-headed calf, and then Al Jensen's cat had a two-tailed kitten, and I bought it. And there was a half-duck, half-chicken over in the next county.
And you bought that?
Yeah. And a three-legged dog, and a four-horned bull, and a one-eyed goose, and a five-legged
Dan,
horse.
Stop. You must be crazy. Why this freak animal collection? Is that your surprise?
Well, part of it. You see, I thought maybe you'd be lonesome after being with carnivals and circuses so long.
You're so considerate, I could kill you.
And then I kind of got interested in the show business myself. I mean, knowing you and having all these freak animals.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, don't mention it, Allura. So I decided maybe I'd start a show of my own.
A show? Dang, you didn't, though.
No, I didn't figure I had the experience, but I met a fella today that knows all about that business, but he needed what I've got and a little capital.
Pour the rest in slowly, Dan. I want to get it all.
Oh, there's nothing to it. I just told this fella about marrying you and what a swell dancer and fortune teller you are, and then I told him about my freak animals. He said that was a swell start if we just had the money to buy a tent and set up.
So you...
I sold the farm and went in partners with this fellow. We bought one of Albertini's old tents, and we're going to open in Briggs Corners tomorrow with our own show, Allura. Wait till you see the billing. Moore's Mammal Monstrosities, Allura the Egyptian Dancer, and the Human Cannonball.
The Human Cannonball? Dan!
Sure, he's the fellow I was telling you about, the guy I went in partners with. Now, how's that for a surprise, huh?
Oh, they're all here, folks. They're all here. All for the one price of 25 cents. Freak, Snake, Short Swallower, and Allura for the one price. Step right up and get your tickets now.
Thank you.